You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Looks like it's going to be a perfect day to maybe, hey, just lie in bed, sleep in.
What's all this jabber-whopping when there's work to be done?
All right, let's get to it. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. It is Tuesday, April 23rd. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning, JP.
Good morning, Nick.
What's up, brother?
How's everybody doing this morning?
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
Good night last night.
Special teams, special
Tuesday,
plays.
Tuesday.
Special teams, special plays.
So I saw somebody say Tuesdays are about as pointless as a serving size suggestion on a bag of Oreos.
I think Mondays are.
Just skip Monday, go right to Tuesday. It won't be as bad.
I like Mondays.
It's a good reset, right?
Yeah, and there's football on Mondays.
Usually there is football.
Tuesday is one of the only days there's no football.
Oh, I guess I like Mondays right now because we have volleyball, but...
Yeah, I wasn't liking Mondays as much because of softball, but then after last night's game and what some are calling the greatest one-week turnaround in the history of sports.
Yeah!
Ooh, why is that?
We got the dub. We ended up winning 17-10 over the average Joes.
They took my advice online, Coriel. I told them they made the mistake week one. They had JP hitting second to last, and I told them in multiple different threads on X, mistakes were made. Get them up to the front. And they did, and they scored runs.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a much better game. So it was definitely a team that was more at our level.
No way, dude. That team you played last night was better than the other team. You just played up to expectations.
Thank you. Okay, we'll go.
That's how I feel.
We'll go with that.
That's what you need to know. Don't sell yourself short.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
On that note, but on the other side of the spectrum, we lost every single set.
In your volleyball game?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's one of those weird things where, like, we're just kind of just now all getting back into it. But when we got done with the first game, it was a doubleheader, so it was two sets on one court, two sets on the other. Ooh. And when we got done, there was a fella, I think his name was Tyler, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. Anyways, I was walking away, we all were, and then he asked me if my name was Coriel, and then I said yes, and then he asked if it was Coriel on the radio, and then I said yes, and then he's like, oh, cool. So I basically threatened him to tell everybody that we played really well and I was the MVP.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, nice. Now you
so
go.
So if you ever hear, like, oh, Coriel's so good at volleyball, her team's so good, just know it's because I have threatened...
You scared the crap out of the guy into telling everybody you're amazing.
Injury.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, hi.
Yeah. The only real loser for me last night was my liver. That was about it.
Oh. Yeah. Sure.
It took a beat. My liver took a beating.
That'll happen.
When all you do is hit dingers.
Yes. And then bush lights were flowing.
Gosh. And the weather was like just perfect while we were playing. And then it just got that tiny, tiny little chill by the end of the night. But it was definitely beer drinking weather.
It was nice out last
night. Nick texted he's like, hey, check out the wind, how it dropped. I mean, like, drastic drop.
Yeah. It dropped like right when we started
50 miles
playing.
An hour to just 10. It was perfect
right when we started playing is when it, I mean, it was still a little breezy, but yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, the good Lord likes to keep us active, so getting out there and not have to deal with the wind was a very, very nice thing. Hopefully you did something fun yesterday. If not, we'll get you some fun today.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick,
including potential fun and getting Adam another date with Gina in today's Datum or Dump 'Em. We'll have that at 7:20. We'll give you more opportunities to win your way to see Zach Bryan live with that massive two-night shows that are coming up next week. We'll have the nitty-gritty for Music City and more on the way next.
Give me the names of Jelly Roll's bullies. I just want to talk. Kelly Clarkson takes on Josh Turner and Cody Johnson's stellar cover.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. Jelly Roll is seemingly one of the most genuine guys in all of music, so it's very unfortunate that some bad actors on the internet have sent him into social media hiding. Ugh. Bunny XO explained on her podcast that her husband is taking a break from socials and cyber bullies are to blame. Quote, my husband got off the internet because he was so tired of being bullied about his blinking weight And that makes me want to cry because he's the sweetest angel baby. My husband doesn't show it to you guys, but I'm going to have a very vulnerable moment here. It hurts him, she explains. And then she added a comment that should be in everyone's mind, well, really every day. She said, quote, "Don't bully people because you never know where they are mentally."
He's been through a lot.
Yeah, it's a great takeaway. And
he's down 70 pounds, though. He's been working towards that 5K that he's doing with
Well, right. And then also, even if he wasn't down 70 pounds, that doesn't mean he's not worthy of
exactly
things. I mean, I don't know.
Respect?
That's always just so, it's always so crummy to hear. So,
yeah.
I know whether he did prison time or not, whether he did prison time or not, that hurts somebody.
Yeah.
You know? So, think about that. Kelly Clarkson proved once again yesterday that a country music career is hers if she wants it. I mean, she's already had it. She does have it, technically, but obviously she's kind of like taking a step back from that, hosting her own, the Kelly Clarkson show and doing a bunch of these opportunities. And now there's like gradually been this whole like, you better hope Kelly Clarkson doesn't get a hold of your song type of joke around the music industry, because she will take your song and just perform it better.
Okay.
Or differently, and then that differently is just somehow like singer. Even better than the original.
Yeah,
she's a great singer.
Oh yeah, she's a great singer. Here is her Kelly-oke segment tackling Josh Turner's "Why Don't We Just Dance." Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world is gone crazy.
So baby, why don't we just dance? Never go against her in a karaoke contest.
I mean, it's just...
She's got a very classic country sound.
Yeah.
She wants to like totally apply it.
It is just unreal. Every song she touches is
it's amazing.
Perfect. Yeah. For everyone that claims country music isn't country anymore, the defense calls to the stand Cody Johnson in the country genre in 2024. Cody is almost single-handedly kind of keeping that classic sounding country and like Texas swing music alive. I mean, there's people following in tow, which is awesome.
Yeah.
While also keeping it contemporary. So case in point, Cody's stellar rendition of the Willie Nelson / Waylon Jennings classic, "Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys." This was recorded live at the 2023 ACM Awards, but officially released yesterday.
So mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Become the doctors and lawyers and such.
So good.
That is also another artist that, I mean, it would be consistently his very own twang and feel, but Cody Johnson can cover a lot of classic country.
He's really good.
Yeah.
I appreciate what he still brings to the table.
Absolutely.
To the genre.
He's awesome. So that's the Nitty Gritty for Music City. I'm Corey L. with Kix 96.9. Been waiting on
some good news. Let's get to a round of good. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969, and you too can be a part of the show. Coryell, what's your good thing today?
My good thing is we are pretty much in the middle of National Volunteer Week that lasts until the 27th. Okay. So this is a great time to, well, volunteer if you haven't done that in a long time, but also to thank somebody you know who volunteers that kind of keeps all these other nonprofits and these organizations afloat if it weren't for the kindness of folks wanting to spend their time helping other people. Maybe we wouldn't be in such a good way. You never know. So I don't know. This is a good reminder to go volunteer. A lot of these nonprofits are usually on Give to Lincoln Day, which is coming up. That's May 30th, 2024. So maybe you'll volunteer at a place and then decide that you'll also want to kind of help out in the way of donating when that time comes, or you have a family or friend, family member or friend that volunteers at a specific place, you could donate then. But yeah, Give to Lincoln Day, sort of just a reminder, that's at the very end of May, but here until the 27th, it is National Volunteer Week. So definitely at least thank somebody who volunteers or find volunteer opportunities yourself. I found a whole list of organizations with volunteer opportunities. If you just go to lancaster.ne.gov, you can look for, this is at least the approved community service locations. So I know they for sure take volunteer opportunities. There are plenty of other ones. Nice. Even with like your local church, you can ask them too. But yeah, consider going out there and doing a little extra something for someone else.
Yeah, and I would say, if you can't donate financially, donate your time. That is a big thing for a lot of people. So that's really good, Coryell. Nick, your good thing today.
My good thing, if you are a kiddo that goes to Russo Elementary, you already know this, but Mr. Aiden, who is a teacher there, we were playing softball against him last night, and he's a really good dude. He's great with these kids. But I told him I would shout him out. Because he definitely, I mean, he looked like half man, half bird, half cheetah while he was running out there to rob me of a home run last night. And he made sure to let me know all about it and how he was going to tell my kids when they got to school today. So I figured I'd jump the gun for him and just let you all know. Mr. Aiden, he's like a, I don't even know, like think of the five best baseball players you can think of and combine them and then make them a little bit better. And that's Mr. Aiden playing softball.
Sweet. Nice.
He's already a legend at his school, and hopefully this will help that legend grow.
He must be great. That's
yeah, he is a great guy.
My good things. First of all, I got a buddy by the name of Derek Ibbinson who has basically restored this motorcycle. It's a classic-looking motorcycle. And then he also likes to wear classic-looking outfits when he does it. And now he's a member of the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride, which is a group that fellow men and women across the globe that basically ride and try to raise money, kind of like a poker run for... Harley guys and whatever else. These are the Distinguished Gentleman Ride members, and it's all to raise funds and awareness for prostate cancer and men's mental health. And their ride's going to be coming up here in November. In May. They do it as part of Movember. But in May, they're going to be doing this ride. And if you feel like donating, please do so. I put the information on XKX969. I'll have it on my personal page on Facebook as well. So if you want to be a part of helping out the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride in helping
Very
out with
cool.
men, that's a cool thing to do. And then one of the greatest one-week turnarounds in history of sports, I have to acknowledge the Jack Mitchell Softball Experience team. We couldn't have done it without our entire crew winning 17-10 to erase the 30-0 no-hitter that we lost to a week before.
There was people last night over at Holmes Lake talking about it, and they're like, have you ever seen something like that before?
First for everything, man.
I love it.
So we set the bar low, and now we've gone above it quite a bit and winning 7-10 over the Average Joes. Thank you, Average Joes, for giving us all you got. It'll just make us and you guys better in the 50-under league on Monday nights at Mahoney. So to anybody who plays softball, just keep swinging. You're going to get there.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Maybe the bad, bad thing. I don't think so. Maybe the bad, bad thing. Coryell says
JP,
I'm breaking the law.
It is by... It is a textbook law breakage that happened.
Okay. I'm so curious what this is about.
Okay, so we get up early, and I leave the house sometimes like 4:30, 5 o'clock, depends on the day, to go to work.
Okay.
And I did this when I lived at the apartment. I do this now at one place on the drive from the new home. Come up to a red light.
Yeah.
And I am the only one there.
Yes, you bet.
There is nobody else around.
And it's like 4:30 or 5 a.m.
It's the butt crack of dawn.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
I will go through that light.
You will run a red light.
I will not sit there and I won't wait for the light to turn green because nobody is coming in the lane in front of me. There's nobody, even in eyesight, headlight-wise. If there's nobody around, I'll just go ahead and run the light.
I say this... I need to preface it with, when I lived downtown, I ran a red light on purpose once because I had to pee really bad and there was no one around. And I've accidentally ran red lights.
Yeah.
Like where I just, I don't know, my brain.
Shoot. Yeah.
I actually did
those
that.
Those moments with other people and other, and
that
traffic.
Was
yeah.
Scary. I mean, yeah. I don't know what the deal was, but I just was like, that was a red light I just ran through. So unintentionally, I have intentionally done it for sure once.
I think everybody's done this. I don't think you're in the minority here, JP.
That's what I was wondering. Coryell thinks I'm like breaking the law. And,
because
and
you are
breaking the law.
But that's the thing, though, is you but you say, I think you're breaking the law, but you are literally breaking the law.
What do they call those
it's
things?
Not, I just think you did. You literally did.
Coryell, what do they call that? A victimless crime.
A victimless crime.
That's what JP committed.
Yeah, just like pirating music and movies.
Yeah, exactly. Which he does too, or
which
did anyways.
I've done before, yes.
And in case you think we're being serious.
You're a juvenile delinquent.
We are not.
In the days of Napster, yeah.
Everybody has.
Everybody did it.
Yeah, but
that's a criminal. I mean, yeah, we're criminals. Technically.
Oh, man.
Textbook
you're not
criminals.
A role model.
Textbook criminals.
You're always like, I'm sunshine and lollipops over here trying to help a little lady across the street and get a cat out of a tree.
Husker, no, that's Nick, can you I was believe waiting. It? He's not just helping old women across the street and saving kittens from trees. He's also running red lights.
I just assume it was to go save somebody or something those lines.
Oh, yeah.
He's saving time. You know. The time that I'm wasting at this red light waiting for nothing to go through
it's
the
making
green
me,
light the other
this
way.
This is making me question all of his good deeds. Like, what if he's just helping old ladies across the street to get their numbers?
Yeah, or to, like, steal their purse.
While getting their number to distract them.
Yeah, I'm rifling through to look for some hard candy.
Where's the Werther's lady?
There's got to be some in here.
I've got my right arm is holding onto her arm, and my left hand is, like, dipping into her purse trying to find
the Werther's in here.
Is that what it is?
Oh, no.
Give it up.
It's been an act this whole time. Doggone it.
I'm just curious. I mean, have you done this before? I mean, do you think it's a bad thing?
I mean,
to run a red light, like when no one is around, there's literally nobody around.
It's like Cali stopping at a stop sign, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Giving it the California roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like giving it the old California roll. So on the Kix Morning Show page, I think the debate should be whether or not you think it's acceptable to run through a red light in the dead of night when there's no one around.
Thank you.
Yes. Of course, and I know that there's going to be a few people they've commented things lately that's going to be like, nice try, Lincoln Police Department. Or maybe we're asking for like side gigs. Yeah. People are like, nice try, IRS.
Yeah. But yeah, like legit, just let us know. Have you done this before in this situation?
Do you think it's acceptable?
I don't do it during the day. I don't do it in the city when there's like other vehicles around, people around. It's literally when there's nobody around. I will go through that line.
Yes. Is it acceptable to run a red light in the middle of the morning and no one's around? We understand that's illegal, and we're not telling you to do that.
Right.
By the way, just covering our own butts here. We're not encouraging you to break the law.
Yeah.
But an honest conversation on the Morning Show page, KX Mornings.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending online now.
On Kix 96.9.
And what's trending is brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
Three.
I don't think you've changed much. And so I changed your name and any real defining clues. And one day, your kid comes home singing a song that only us two is gonna know is about you.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Taylor Swift calling out on this track called Thank You, Amy, which references Kim Kardashian. And the feud continues on between two of them. It stems from her Kim releasing a recording of a phone call between Taylor and Kanye, where Taylor...
This is back years ago.
Where Taylor reportedly calls out Kim as a bully and criticizes her as a bronze spray tan statue in the song. Swifties flooded Kim's Instagram with comments referencing the song, and Kim has apparently lost approximately 100,000 social media followers after the song's release.
Well, it's worth noting, too, the track you're talking about, Thank You, Amy, the K in Thank and the I and M in Amy, the way she spelled it, which is A-I-M-E-E, the K and the I and the M are all capitalized while the rest are lowercase. Yeah. So it literally just stands out as Kim. So
that's so funny.
It's like
coming at it.
Very not nonchalant.
No. Between that and all the songs she sings about, Travis Kelce's like all over that album.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. There's one lyric she has where she's like something about how crazy he is, but it's her type of crazy. It's really funny.
Love it.
It's really funny.
Yeah, there's some great stuff on that Tortured Poets.
My daughter, who's six, keeps asking me, she'll like be listening to him in the room, and she'll run in and get me. Dad, come here. I think she's talking about Travis Kelce right here.
Oh, that's adorable.
Like, that's so funny.
That's really cute.
Two.
Number nerds rejoice. Have you noticed... We're now in a 10-day stretch of palindrome dates. A palindrome is a word or number that reads the same forwards and backwards. So like words, you know, madam or race car or Hannah with an H. This started Saturday on 4-20-24. This will last all the way through the 29th, 4-29-24. So if you look at it forwards and backwards, it's Whoa. Like it reads the same way. And we're in a 10-day stretch of it. The Farmer's Almanac considers palindrome dates to be lucky, mostly because they are fairly rare, at least 10-day stretches of them. It'll happen again, actually, May of next year, though. But it is fairly rare, and people consider it to be lucky. So if you're feeling like things have turned around a little bit for you in the last couple days.
Because we're in the palindrome time.
It wasn't just because it was 420. It's because it's a palindrome.
It's probably why we won softball.
Hey!
Like flipping from a 30-0 loss to a 17-10 win. It's the palindrome week.
There you
go.
Must
be.
I'll consider that lucky.
One!
Last night was a big night for Lincoln's own Brian Olsen. In fact, there was a great party. Kudos to the Bourbon Theater for putting on a free entry event to come cheer on Brian Olsen. Brian is
from... hometown celebration.
Yeah. He's from Lincoln, was on TV. They filmed a bunch of stuff while they were there, too, for NBC's
The Voice. NBC had some on-site hometown celebration shots, which is really cool.
He legit had to get past this round to get to the live show where we can vote for him. And Brian, luckily enough, had his daughter, Jaden, is a singer, the lead singer of AMFM Lincoln, which is a great
local cover band,
80s band. They were there performing live. Tons of great people are out there. Thank you again to Bourbon Theater for having everybody out. And this is how it went down. Brian sang for his life. Yeah, crushed it doing some
crushed
Total Africa, and this is the final result. He was the last three. John Legend could only take three, and two other people had been picked already.
Oh, wow.
So the other three are just waiting there in the wings.
Deserves to go home. You're all amazing, and this is only part of your journey. The final artist going to the lives for Team Legend is Brian.
Yay!
Brian is a star, and whenever I'm watching him perform, I feel like I'm at Brian's concert. His presence on stage is so confident. His voice is amazing. Brian deserves to be in the live.
There you go.
That's
so Brian
really awesome.
Makes it onto the live episodes, which means now we get to vote, and Nebraska likes to vote for our own.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes down to it. So next Monday is when it will get underway, where you can vote for Brian as part of the live shows. So definitely check out NBC.com. The Voice, congrats goes out to Brian as a fellow almost 50-year-old. What he's doing is pretty awesome, and hopefully we'll get him on the show to talk about his experience and keep you updated. There you go. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Was it the fact that it was a timed event or something else that happened between Adam and Gina? Let's get to Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Adam.
How you doing?
Hey, we're good, man. So give us a rundown of you and Gina, how you guys met, what you guys ended up doing, and we'll try to decipher things and hopefully figure out what went wrong.
Cool. Well, so we actually met online, and then we just met up for some drinks.
Okay.
And it was pretty interesting because she was pretty direct after we met, you know, and she said that she could only stay for an hour. And when she said she had to go, I didn't really think anything of it, you know?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, I just racked my brain trying to figure out what went wrong. And
sure.
I don't know. I just can't come up with a single thing, you know? I mean, it was an hour, right? So did anything really go wrong in that amount of time?
Did she have like a timer on her phone going like, okay, we have exactly 1 hour?
It wasn't really a timer per se, but she was like, I got to go, you know, at the time. And so she was like, I got to go.
Okay.
And then, so you just like haven't heard from her at all?
No. She, you know, hasn't texted me back or anything. I mean, look, I go out a lot. I meet a lot of different women. You know, I know I've got a shot when I do, and I could say she was having a great time. I mean, she was laughing at damn near everything I said, and it looked like she was totally into me. Even this, she left, she hugged me, said goodbye, and I said I'd hit her up later, and it was great. And like I said, she just hasn't I texted her a couple times, nada, nothing back.
So she set herself a timer to make sure she was out of there exactly an hour after.
I mean, that's weird in general.
That's super weird.
Unless she's got like a babysitter with some kids at home, or
maybe she's got another date. Like, we had that happen before on the show, where somebody actually was on two dates in one night.
She could have had, I don't know, some like baking goods cooking in her oven at home that she had to go get.
We have exactly.
I've got cupcakes.
Sound like things are going good. I just don't have any indication. You know,
and
why not?
And your conversation, like you said, your conversation was good with her. You guys had a pretty good rapport.
Yeah, we had a really good rapport. I mean, she was, like I said, she was laughing at damn near everything I said. So you don't do that if you ain't having a good time.
Maybe. Right.
Or Coriel's really good at fake laughing. I mean, that's a thing.
I don't know.
Almost every joke JP tells, she's like,
we can't tell if that's her real or her fake laugh right there. We don't know what that is.
Some people, especially when you're dating, are actively trying to find somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe they've gotten kind of good at the... the old pity giggle. I'm sorry. I'm not saying that that's the case.
The pity giggle. That's
funny. But it is an option.
I've not heard that before.
That's a pity giggle could be a thing.
Okay.
I think you're right.
All right. Well,
could be.
Ooh, I love hearing that.
What we'll do, Adam, is we will call Gina for her. We'll try to get her on the phone to talk and see if we can sort this out. In best case scenario, we'd be more than willing to pay for you guys to go on a dinner date and see where this goes.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
All right, and what you've heard so far from Adam, what do you think went wrong between him and Gina and their timed event, a.k.a. the date?
Get your guesses in now. Facebook, X, Instagram, KZKX969, and GIF form, as we say, is the best form.
It's Data for Dump'em.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And if you're just joining us, it's Adam, who's looking for another date with Gina. They met together. They met online, met up for drinks. She had exactly 1 hour to hang out with him because she had somewhere else to be.
60 minutes.
And can he be
more.
A 60-minute man or not? Then she had to go. They had a hug at the end. He said, I'll hit you up later. She said, great. Now she's not responded to anything he has sent her and would like us to track Gina down and see about getting another date.
Hello.
Hi, is this Gina?
Yeah, this is Gina.
Gina, hi. It's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, no kidding here.
No kidding.
How are you?
Good. Wait.
Yay.
Are you guys calling me for Datum or Dump'em?
Yes, we are.
Yeah,
yes?
We heard you're dating and dumping.
There's a dude that you went on a date with, and you have not returned his call. Any clue who that might be?
Is it a guy named Adam?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Adam was the one who reached out to us about you guys' exactly 1 hour date.
I am dying to find out why you timed this thing out like this.
Yeah, why did you time
it
out?
Are they pity giggles?
wait. No, what did he... Okay, so what did he tell you guys?
Well, he told us that you guys... that you had a specific amount of time. You had an hour and that's it. Yeah. You guys met up for drinks. You guys had a great conversation. He said that you laughed at damn near everything he said that was funny. At the end of the date, you guys hugged goodbye and he said he'd hit you up later and you said great and now you're not responding to him.
Okay, so given that he called you kind of proves that he's clueless. And I'm kind of glad. Okay, the reason it was only an hour, like I legit had a birthday to go to that night.
Okay.
And I could have come late, you know, I could have stayed a little bit longer with him, but I'm glad that I bailed when I did.
So what happened?
Like, he was fine conversation wise and he's like a good looking guy, I guess. But it was when we were getting, nothing, like there wasn't anything wrong, like during, you know, when we were hanging out for the hour.
Okay.
But when it came to saying goodbye, I gave him a hug. And when he like pulls away from our hug, he like stares at my chest and he says, and I quote, "Damn girl, and is real sweet." Gem.
Whoa. All right.
And I was is this a compliment? I don't know. It was just so uncomfortable and it was really awkward.
Was he trying to be funny and saying
like
that ironically or did he like seem like, as if he was actually saying that to try to
I don't know. Like it burns in my brain and I can't you know, hear it.
Wow.
I don't know. Like, he clearly was thinking about it the whole time. And it just, I don't know if it just came out or what, but it was so inappropriate and so ridiculous. And it gave me the ick.
Yeah, real that's bad. Weird.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I know.
If you don't think that that was his humor and he was... He said that knowing that it's so cringy, like as a joke. If you don't think that that's the case, that like he actually was meaning to really be doing something there, like thought he was actually doing something.
Like that was a move?
Like that was a move.
That is a move, man. Wow.
Then I can see where you might have, fallen ill with the ick.
Let's find out from the guy, since you know, Gina. Oh, Adam's sitting on the phone listening in. Adam, why the hell would you say that to her?
Totally like my bad, because I literally legit like had no clue that I said that out loud, like seriously. Seriously. But full disclosure here, guys, Gina, they're pretty impressive, and it was absolutely a compliment.
So you thought this out loud on accident?
I guess I did, man.
I guess, like, thank you. I don't believe you didn't mean to say it. I think you regret saying it. You thought, I don't know, maybe things were going along better. But, I don't know, my inner monologue was like, them is like...
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
That's such a weird thing to say.
No, that's just funny. Yeah. Like, that's super funny. It stinks because... There's like all sorts of like, you know, like you see online like funny videos where they say something along those lines and it's funny.
Right.
But this is not that situation, obviously. I don't know. It's such a weird thing, too, because I'm sure if you would have been like hugged him and been like, damn, bro, that's one juicy booty you got, because he's a guy. He'd have been like, sweet. Okay.
Sweet.
Maybe.
Right.
It's such a weird thing. But I totally agree with you that that's icky and gross, like what he said.
Truly, like, inner monologue, like, I don't know how many times people have accidentally or purposely word vomited what they were thinking versus just keeping it to themselves.
I'm just thinking about all the experiences of being out of the bars, like, single life me.
Yeah.
This stuff, like, can be funny if you're doing it as a joke and you're, like, meaning to actually just make that person cringe and acknowledge that you know at least that that's crazy.
Right.
It does not work, really.
No,
a little more
I'm
subtlety.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay, but this is like a back to the drawing board type of thing.
Right,
you know?
Right. He did mean this as a compliment. It wasn't the best compliment.
He meant to be complimentary.
No. Well, but it wasn't even. I like that he said it wasn't supposed to be out loud, but it was.
The intrusive thoughts.
I mean, it's one of those things. Sometimes you have like an inner monologue where you hear your voice and your inner monologue, but then you outer monologue and it's no bueno.
And then all of a sudden people on the outside are like reacting to your inner monologue and you're like uh-oh. Yeah.
Wait, did I say that out loud?
My inner monologue outered.
Man.
Oh, no.
Now that you've heard his explanation, Gina, would you be willing to go on another date? We'd be willing to pay for dinner for you guys to go out. Or are you still just like, yeah, no, I'm good, and you're just going
to
ghost?
If he promises to keep a lid on it?
I mean, I guess because it was a kind of, it was super awkward for both of us. like, we can try again. Because it was only an hour, and I was just a little weirded out by it. Aww,
I feel like you guys are going to go on another date.
I'll give it a try.
You're going to go on another date, and as you're leaving the second time, he's just going to look at you and be like, man, I hope I have as nice a day as that butt. Damn it, again! No! No! And you're going to be like, what? Nothing. What?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Nothing!
Adam, she's willing to go out again. Would you like to go out with Gina, and we'll pay for dinner?
Absolutely, and I'm still on that butt line, by the way. No, kidding.
Yeah. Gosh, dang.
All right. That's
all fun. Those curves and me with no breaks. You know, like,
wow.
That kind of, you could just.
I just bumped my tooth on the mic. God, you got me good at that one.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, hey, Gina, thanks for taking our call. Adam, thanks for getting a hold of us. Thanks, both of you, for listening to the show and being on. And we'll take care of dinner for you guys to go out again. Yeah, Nick?
Can I give you one last one as a parting gift for you guys? Coriel, you can use this on your boyfriend when you get home.
Okay, can't wait.
Just be like, hey, Jackson, are you from the ghetto? And he goes, why? Because I want a ghetto hold of that.
Okay.
Yeah! Let's go!
Oh, wow.
Thanks for the material.
You know what? I'm just trying to help out my friends. I'm a wingman here.
You are.
The ultimate wingman.
Good wingman.
You're the special teams, special players.
Special teams, special plays, special players.
We've all, though, experienced moments where our inner monologue came out.
Oh, sure.
You put your foot in your mouth, whether it be in out loud
so
or a text message or an email.
Dude, I legit one time...
I don't know what Jess did. I can't remember what. I just remember what I did. And she said she did something, and out loud, I just said, that's really stupid. And then she looked at me, and I was like, oh, God.
And you're like, can you read my thoughts?
I was like, oh, my God, did I say that out loud? No. I'm pretty sure she can read my thoughts. I don't think I did say it out loud. It's my wife, you know. No, that's how that works. Fine.
Well, to make Adam feel a little bit better about himself.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Tell us when you've put your foot in your mouth.
Wait, when you put your foot in your mouth, or when your inner monologue has won?
Yeah, the inner monologue has won. There
got
you go.
Yourself in trouble.
When has the inner monologue won?
Okay.
Whether it be verbally, whether it be via text or an email that you accidentally sent, they're like, ah, crap, I should.
You know how many times my inner monologue looks at a beer in the fridge and says, should I get that? Yes, you should. And then I do, and then it wins.
I'm afraid for my inner monologue to escape sometimes, because I think people would truly be like, ma'am.
What is going on in that head of yours?
You need a grippy sock vacation.
So let us know, Facebook, X, or Instagram, or 466-9696.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Did I say that out loud?
That's what happened to Adam on his date with Gina when they were hugging at the end. He said he complimented her chest, basically.
Yeah, he did.
Her but dirty pillows.
In a certain way.
I hate it, like, when you call them that. I just do. Like, there's very few things you gross. Do on this show, Coriel, that really makes me mad. And
is
that's
the
one
dirty
of them.
Pillows comment,
when she
really?
Says,
and it's
like,
the dirty pillows.
I just don't appreciate. I just don't know why. It makes me so mad.
That's so weird.
You should never have told me that.
I know.
The power I wield.
I actually like him. I'm like that fist on the GIF, you know, of the
yeah. That was my inner monologue, though.
That was your inner monologue
coming out.
So we wanted to know from you the moments your inner monologue took over. Hi, Kix.
So you remember a while back when we had the conversation of stupid arguments that you did?
Yeah.
I called in about the turtle and the bracelet.
No.
Do you remember that?
The turtle and the bracelet. Reset it for us.
Yeah. My wife had a bracelet that she got from a cruise, and she had these little figurine turtles on her car. And we were talking about the bracelet getting stuck on its butt versus its neck.
Oh, yeah.
So halfway through that conversation, I just stopped talking. I was like, I'm not going to win this argument. Just no way. But my inner monologue went, well, and that came out, and she just turned and looked at me in the car, like, well, what?
Oh, dang it. No.
The gears are turning, and you're like, well.
And now you got to reveal it on.
Yeah. So I had to continue out my train of thought of why I was right.
And, she's like, no, say it. And you're like, okay.
Okay.
Fine.
I know it's a trap, but for sure I'll say it. It's hilarious.
I think that's one of the worst parts of, like, when your inner monologue does win in that case, because it wasn't that he, like, fully blurted something out. It was the one word that there's an implication that there was more he wanted to say.
Yeah.
But then you're like, in that moment, you're like, oh, dang it, I don't want to go there. But you already opened up that gate now.
And
it's
now
like,
you have to.
Well, now either you say, like, no, and then, you know, you're going to definitely lose the argument. And you're going to look like you can't, like, hold your own, sort of. So you kind of have to just, like, put on a brave face and, like, say it all. Yeah. Like you meant to do that in the first place.
Nice. I hate the gym is the place where I have, like, most of these things. And, like, I'll look at someone and I'll be like, you know, I'll look at some dude lifting and I'll be like, in my head, I'm like, I can lift more than you. And they'll immediately look over and I'm like, oh crap, can they read my mind? Oh my God. You know, like, it's like, why did they just look over immediately right there?
Yeah.
Or something like that. And it's just, or I'll think something really mean about somebody and I'm like, oh, what if they read my mind?
Can like, they? You get afraid that they can actually read your mind.
I'm like,
I'm like,
oh no. What if it's true? What if this is the one person that could read my mind and now they know I was thinking something mean?
One part
I'm
of
not
your brain
mean.
Is like, put out the fire, stop thinking, protect yourself.
100%.
Think of something else.
You just reminded me when you said that, Husker Nick, I was at the gym the other day too, and granted, this doesn't happen often, But the way this man across the gym was grunting and moaning while he was lifting weights, it was such a farce, and it was so, it felt like a joke. It felt like we're getting pranked or something.
Yeah.
Like, where's Ashton Kutcher type of deal? And I was like stretching on like this area by the treadmill, and my inner monologue came out, but I also had earbuds in, so like I just didn't really have the awareness, okay?
Yeah.
I feel like no one can hear you, but not everyone has headphones in. And very loudly, I was like, is this a blanking joke right now? I said that incredulously to myself.
Yes.
Because it felt so insane. And then I heard some guy go, next to me, and I was like,
somebody was in the same boat as you.
Oh my God, he can hear me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, it's because I just said that.
I just said it out loud. That's fantastic.
Is he reading my mind?
If you've had a moment where your inner monologue has taken over, you can let us know, Facebook, X, or Instagram. If you want to be on Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, do the same. Facebook, X, or Instagram, and get on the show. And this is JP Mix's Guess, where you can win fabulous prizes this week, giving away Zach Bryan tickets for the big shows coming up at CHI next week. The game is currently Coryell 17, Nick 16. In the recent set.
Oh, my.
Game set match.
Hey, let's go.
Let's see if we can get things tied up with Coryell and Nick, if Ashley is ready to play. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
She is paired up with Nick, and with Coryell is Debbie. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
All right, so with Zach Bryan in concert, and he has a very famous song called Something in the Orange.
Yes. All right.
I have found the top 10 things that come to mind that are orange.
Oh, oh my gosh. The top 10 things that are orange.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we want to know from you. And again, the number one answer is worth a point to have. The top 10 things that come to mind that are orange. And it looks like last time around, Nick one, so Coryell and Debbie get to go first.
What do you think, Debbie?
Okay, let's go with orange.
An orange. Solid start.
And
yeah,
number one answer.
Ooh.
Doggone it.
Orange is the fruit, the number one answer.
All right. Can I throw out there an idea to you? And this is by no means political. I first thought of Donald Trump. That was the first thing. Because he's got that fake tan. There was another TV guy, too, that used to have that. I can't think of who the dude was. Oh, well. All right, things that are orange. What do you got?
Carrots?
Yeah.
Carrots are there at number six.
Okay.
All right, guys, real quick, everybody. I'm at my house. You know this. There's a giant spider in front of me. I don't have shoes on. Should I squish it with my bare feet?
No.
Yes. Ugh. Dead.
No!
Yeah! All right, go ahead. Or it's between my toes. I don't know which.
All of a sudden became Fear Factor and
all right, there we go. Go ahead.
Back
sorry.
Ash.
Back I was going to be distracted by the spider if I didn't squish it with my bare feet.
I understand.
That's okay.
Back to Debbie and Coryell.
I would have said something too. Debbie, what do you think?
What about, like, sunset?
Oh, I was actually kind of thinking that too. Sunset.
Oh, now I think it's between my toes. I'm freaking out.
Sunset did not make the list.
Oh, really?
Really?
Not the top 10. Dang. It's at number 23.
That's insane.
Back to Ashley and Nick.
Is the sun yellow or orange? Like, it's more orange in my mind, but it is also yellow.
Back to Ashley and Nick. Things that come to mind that are orange.
A pumpkin?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Get some.
Pumpkins are in at number 4.
Are we winning now?
You are ahead. 2 points to 1.5.
Coryell.
Okay, Debbie. I have an idea.
Right.
I was thinking of like Cheetos.
Oh, those are so good.
But I don't know if it's gonna be on this list, to be honest with you.
Sure. I don't care. Yeah, that's fine.
Cheetos.
Oh, sweet.
Cheetos are in at number 3.
Nice.
All right, we got to get this to win. Let's get this and win.
Get this to win. Right here, Ashley and Nick. Things that come to mind that are orange.
I mean, I have a couple. I was thinking like sweet potatoes, tangerine, butternut squash. What do you think, Nick?
Maybe sweet potatoes.
Or do you have another one?
No, you know, I'm kind of on the same page you are. Like, I was thinking of different foods. Things that are orange. Is there anything else that's, like, blatantly orange that we're not like thinking of that's, like, a basketball? A basketball.
Ooh.
A basketball.
I like how you had to talk it out loud.
Like, wait a second, a basketball. Is that what you want to go with, Ashley?
Yeah, basketball.
Show me basketball for the win.
All right.
Basketball is there, and was,
I would not have thought about basketball.
I just had to think it through. I was like looking around and just like looking up in the air, and all of a sudden there it was—a basketball.
Here's your
top butterfly.
Here's your top 10 things that come to mind when you're that are orange. Number 10, traffic cones.
Okay.
Oh, good one.
Number 8, the goldfish, whether it's a fish or the actual cracker.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Donald Trump came in at number.
Oh, he was on there!
Oh my gosh!
He is orange. I love it.
Safety vests came in at
Oompa
7.
Loompas.
Okay.
Oompa Loompas. Carrots at 6. Basketballs at 5. Pumpkins at 4. Cheetos at 3. Tigers at number 2.
I also thought about Tony the Tiger.
Right?
Oh,
and then orange, the fruit, was the number one answer, which Debbie and Coriel got.
Oh,
but
Debbie, we did okay.
Ashley and Nick.
Great job.
Nice job, Ashley. You got yourself a pair of tickets to go see Zach Bryan live. And Debbie, you can keep trying. Thank you very much. That is JP Mix's guess for today. Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy. It's a Tasty Tuesday. We'll get to Coriel's Tasty Tuesday in a second. Just a reminder, Workplace Wednesday is also tasty.
Workplace Wednesday is very tasty because there is the Maze popcorn bar that you can win.
All kinds of different flavors you can win for you and your coworkers. Just got to get it entered in for Workplace Wednesday. You can do that at KZKX.com. We'll get some shout outs coming up tomorrow. And then somebody will eventually at the end of this month win another Maze popcorn bar delivered to you and your coworkers. What other tastiness do we got, Corey?
Well, I'm going to jump into that, but I want to remind you there is a way to combat childhood hunger in the capital city today.
Mm. Okay.
It's Runza Feeds the Need. That is today. Ooh. 10% of sales will be donated to local youth hunger programs.
At all the Runzas?
That's what it seems like, yeah.
Awesome. Yep. Okay, well, I'm getting Runza for lunch today.
1 in 9 children in Runza territory may not know where their next meal comes from. So if you are so inclined, visit Runza today.
Done.
10% of their sales will go back to children in the community.
That is easy. Now I just have to decide if I'm going to get chicken fingers or a double cheeseburger.
You know what? For a good cause, get both.
Hey, thanks, Coriel.
You're welcome. So my Tasty Tuesday is actually, it's a little bit of a pivot.
Okay.
You go somewhere for all the tastiness, but you might actually stay for the Isle of Shame. I'm talking about Aldi. Now there's south. There's one like southwest, and there's one northeast, Lincoln. Yeah. And if you've never been to Aldi,
which I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Okay. So let me explain something.
Okay.
People do love Aldi for a lot of reasons. There are some great health conscious foods and then some that are not. But it's sort of like a cheaper Trader Joe's with much less selection. It is a little hit or miss. That's just my opinion. Okay.
Okay.
It is a little hit or miss, but it's nice because they switch out seasonal items a lot. It's very good for like charcuterie boards and things.
Oh, nice.
And
okay.
For big families. And the thing is, Aldi, even though it's somewhere where you go for the tastiness, the good eats, it's a grocery chain, it has like this middle aisle that just has all of these very not grocery store things.
Mm.
Like sometimes it's patio furniture and dog sweaters. And then sometimes it's like $13 pair of sneakers that actually last a really long time. And these scented candles that are like odd scents, but you love them so much. It's this rotating like specialty items, limited time things, seasonal things. It's one single aisle, but it catches people constantly. You can't go to Aldi without at least traipsing through that aisle and eyeing everything in it.
I'm so glad you've said their name now 7 times. This is a really good opportunity for you to get an endorsement with Aldi.
Okay. I'm not meaning to do that.
I know you're not.
I'm not meaning to do that.
I'm making a joke.
This is no ad.
Hashtag no ad.
Hashtag no ad. I'm just saying.
It's just great. For that special aisle,
And if you are interested, typically when those refresh, it's usually a Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So there's usually like a rush on a Wednesday to get like the new Isle of Shame stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So since we are a day ahead, I thought I'd let you know.
I'll get ready.
I don't know when the Lincoln ones are. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if that's the case, but typically, apparently, they do that on Wednesdays.
Okay.
So if you're going to visit,
it's always, it always seems like, it always seems like grocery stores and certain stores, Wednesday is the day to do something special, big. Like get people to come
middle
to the grocery
of the work
store.
Week, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So beyond, you know, obviously just groceries in general, and then great snack foods for sure. Aldi is super good for that. If you if you have a kid in a sport club or any type of club where you have to have snack duty for 1 week or whatever, Aldi would be a great place to go for that. I mean, like, don't sleep on that for sure. But
that's good to know.
Yeah, for Tasty Tuesday, a little bit of a pivot. I wanted to make sure you knew that Runza had the deal today. The 10% of all of their sales will be donated to combat childhood hunger in the capital city. But also, since we're a day ahead of it, try it. I don't know. They might be flipping through that Isle of Shame and bringing you all the good new stuff at Aldi tomorrow.
And when they ask you, like, why are there so many people here at the Aldi
today?
Tell
them I sent you.
Tell them Coryell from Kix 96.9 sent you. Thing today is an amazing performer that is coming back to Lincoln, and if you missed out the last time around, you cannot miss out on Dixie's Tupperware party. We are lucky enough to have Dixie Longate on the phone with us. Good morning, Dixie.
Good Angel, how's everything?
We're good, how are you?
Dixie, good morning.
Hookers, I am so good. I'm finally back on the road again, having some fun. And the more times I'm on the road, the less time I have to spend with my kids. So everybody wins. It's
yay!
A good thing.
Yippee!
This is one of the most amazing things to go see is your show. And I swear to God, you were the one who kind of brought life back to Lincoln, Nebraska when you came with your Tupperware party back in 2020 when we were just all kind of coming out of our cubby holes out of the COVID time to and wanting to be entertained. You were there to bring us out of it.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, the lead singer called me up. They're like, what are you doing? I was like, well, drinking. I mean, what's anybody doing?
Like,
and,
come on.
And so they said, come on. And so this is back in October 2020. So I was actually the first show there that was opening the lead center back up. And it, I mean, it was a different thing because everybody was socially distant and everybody had to have a mask on. But now things have opened up. The worst part of all that is behind this. So it's time to come back and have some fun. And I'm so grateful that they called me back and said, let's do it. So I'm going to be there all week. I'm coming in next Tuesday. I'm going to be there all week. Sunday, and I cannot stinking wait.
It's going to be fantastic.
So, Dixie's Tupperware party, I want to get this right. The way I understand it is, this is an actual Tupperware party too, correct?
It is. It's a Tupperware party on stage with games and prizes, and it's interactive, so I get people up to help me with some of the different things. Because, like, you'd be surprised. Some people don't know what a bowl is. It's fun. So I get them up, and then people help me. And it's real fun, but it's got a real great message of empowerment and sending it out into the world a little bit more smiley than when you came in and taking the world on by your own way. So it's good. It's a fun show, and it'll leave you just smiling, and that's my goal these days.
She is a fast-talking, gum-chewing, wonderful lady. We get lucky enough to have her here for an entire week. What do folks, other than the Tupperware party, you get to, you really kind of break down a lot of things for everybody in the best of ways.
It's what I do. I'm a giver. I can't help it. You know, some say carrier, but I say giver because I think that sounds nicer these days. You know, and I mean, this is the thing. A lot of people look at it and they go, oh, Tupperware, that's for old ladies and everything. It's interesting. It is a fun show. It'll lift you up. It'll make you happy. I started selling Tupperware 22 years ago, which is crazy.
Wow.
It's part of the conditions of my parole. My parole officer said I needed a job in order to get my kids back, which is so stupid. And so, but then, and a couple of years after I started selling, I ended up turning it into a show and took it to New York City. It did real well there, and that's what led to the tour. So in 2008, I started on the road and saved the COVID times when things were shut down. I've been on the road this whole time, and it's crazy. But it's good to be out and making people smile and putting a little bit of positive energy into the world these days.
Absolutely.
Dixie, you have been hustling. And, you know, at the very least, even if you're like, I got plenty of food storage solutions. You don't have what Dixie's offering. I can guarantee you that. Dixie's got something special for you. So make
sure.
Oh,
that's your day.
Before we tell people where to get the tickets and all that good stuff, Dixie, personally, what's your favorite food to store in your Tupperware?
Oh, my God.
Are you thinking like a casserole?
My favorite food is like vodka, gin. Those foods, they're like the best food groups. So, and they store real good. And then you can just like tip up the bowl and drink them right down. It's good. It just fills you up.
Vodka in one.
For the kids, too.
Orange juice in the other. There you go.
That's the way to do it. I think it was actually drunken gummies that we took away from you last time around. Gummy bears and vodka in a Tupperware bowl would be a great thing to mix up and let sit overnight.
It's the best thing ever. What else is going to take to church? Come on now.
Exactly.
Well, leadcenter.org for, well, all of the Lead Center performing arts needs, but specifically to get your Dixie's Tupperware party tickets, please visit leadcenter.org. Do not miss this party. And hey, at the very least, gift giving ideas. You get
there
a great experience.
Yeah.
You can gift them to someone else if you think you got enough. But Dixie, we appreciate you so much for joining the show this morning.
Thank you for being so angel-y. I will take care. I'll talk to you soon, I'm sure. I can't wait to see you there.
We'll see you, buddy.
See ya.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.